Praise the Lord. Message number 33. The title of the message, It Was Jesus Who Made Me Well. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 5, and let us read verse 1 to verse 15. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, while I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day in which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We bless you. We magnify your name. We thank you for your word that brings healing and grace and goodness and good news and revival and encouragement. We give you thanks, Lord, for all that, and we worship you, Lord, and we adore you. Oh God, take full control of the message. Anoint my lips. Let the message, oh God, bring help, hope, healing, wholeness, assurance, deliverance, salvation, revival. Lord, I pray that questions will be answered, oh God, and even, Lord, complicated problem shall be solved in the name of Jesus. I pray for people to get cleansed by you, by your word, by the Holy Spirit, and people to come in their life unto you, Lord, to go and preach your word. Oh God, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it spread and make it reach those, Lord, who are waiting for your word. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The passage that we read above speak about events that had happened in Jerusalem. And the Lord went to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. So at one side of the city we find the Jews, the people of God, the people of the city of Jerusalem are busy with the preparation of their feast. Food preparation, dress preparation, fashion preparations, song and inviting the people. And they are arranging their life to be free to attend the feast and to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. But on other side of the city, other part of the city, near the sheep gate, there was a pool. And the Bible tells us that around this pool there were disabled people, people who are disqualified and crippled because of certain disabilities and illnesses in their life. They were disabled by blindness, they were lame, they were crippled, they were paralyzed, they cannot move, and they cannot involve in normal daily lives and actions and activities. They were located at the sheep gate. They are the sheep of the Lord. They are disabled, sick, diseased, disqualified and afflicted by different kind of sicknesses and disabilities. The Lord is concerned to them. One side of the city, people are rejoicing. The other side, people are mourning, are sad, are crying. The Lord make the people to rejoice. And here today, the Lord also is going and visiting those who are crippled so that they will stand and they will start to praise the Lord. As we have read these events in the book of John, the story and the event might fit on you. You might be isolated and put aside and disabled by different types of trials like sicknesses, poverty, imprisonment, injustice, abuse, or other kinds of trials that you are passing through, and no one is caring for you, and no one is concerned about your life and about your suffering. And no one is beside you. But take heart, beloved. Today, Jesus is looking for you to help you. Jesus is with those who are celebrating. And Jesus, as well as, he is with those who are mourning, those who are crying, and those who are sad. Jesus came from heaven to save mankind from sin and from death. He came to heal the sick. He came to set the captive free. He came to deliver. He came to help. He came to save. Today, the Lord Jesus, as you hear the message, he is concerned for you. He died for you. He came from heaven and he suffered and he died for your sin. He suffered and he was wounded on the cross so that by his wound you will be healed. By the wounds of Jesus we are healed. The Lord was concerned for those people. He went there to visit them. One of those who was there had been invalid for 38 years. The Lord went to that man. When Jesus saw him lying there invalid, disqualified, disabled, and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time. The Lord asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The man answered, "I have no one to help me." You might be the same also. You may have right now a big and complicated problem that disables you. You might be crippled financially, physically, socially, and you are in the lower socioeconomic class of the community and no one is there to help you. You may think how to solve your problem according to your human limited understanding, but the Lord has his own way to tackle your problem. The Lord asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" The first answer of the man, he did not say yes. He said, "I have no one to help me." He said, "There is no one to help me. No one is there to help me. The people who were around the pool, as the, some manuscripts say, why they were there? They waited for the moving of the water. From time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease he had. Because what they believe at that time, those crippled, they believe that there will be angel coming from heaven from time to time to stir up the water. The first one who is going to make it inside the water and jump, he will be cured of whatever disease or sicknesses." So you will find people all around are there. You will find the crippled. You will find also the blind. You will find also there the deaf. All of them are waiting for the water to be moved by the angel. If a person was blind there, he cannot see, but he is nearby, his ears are at the pool. He can hear the water, so he will jump. And that's why many people now, their ear to hear whatever news, maybe there's a good news, maybe there's an offer, maybe there will be changing of rules so that my problem will be solved. And if those who are sick or there who are deaf, they cannot hear, but they are watching closely the water. Which time they can see the water moving. And that's why you will find many people today, they are sitting and watching the news on TV and the events. They are waiting for deliverance. They are waiting for freedom. They are waiting for a solution. But no, things are getting worse because they are depending on their own understanding. And that's why this man answered the Lord, "There is no one to help me." Because he was crippled, he was paralyzed, he was invalid. He can see and he can hear the water moving, but he cannot move. If he was the first one to hear, he cannot move. And if he is the first one to see, still he cannot move. He needs somebody to help him, not only one person. He needs at least two or three or four people to carry him. And they must carry him diligently and they must run so that he will be the first one to jump into the water and get healed. And that's why he said to the Lord, no one is here to help me. In his mind, he needs 2, 3, or 4 people. In your mind also, for your problem to be solved, you need 2 or 3 or 4 people, somebody there and somebody there and somebody in that office and somebody in that bank and somebody in that hospital and somebody to speak with that person. Yes, you have a problem, but you are also crippled by the way that you are thinking. The same things had happened to that man whom the Lord asked, do you want to get well? He replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stilled. While I am trying to get in, he was crawling. Someone else goes down ahead of me. He is telling him, whatever any opportunity is open, I am trying my best. I am doing my best, but somebody else is going ahead of me and get the opportunity from my hand. You may think also, I will apply for this job, but then somebody has already applied and they got it. Somebody else has somebody there who know him and they approve him. Somebody is giving some money and I don't have and I cannot able to get that opportunity for work or job. Or I don't have the money for that medicine to buy. And no one is helping me. The same for that man. When the Lord asked him, do you want to get well? He said, no one is helping me. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, the word of God say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. According to the understanding of that man, that he needs some people to carry him because he needs help, he cannot move, and they must carry him fast so that he will jump first to the water, and also the angel must come, and the angel must stir up the water, there must be opportunity open for me, and some people they will help, then I can get it, then I will be delivered from my problem. But that was in his mind. Jesus does not need to follow what is in your mind or what the people think and the way they are thinking. The Lord does not need to follow your standard of thinking in order for him to solve your problem. He has his own way, his own method, his own thought, his own time, his own purpose, and his own will. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and 9, the word of God say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. What was the ways of that man? And what was his thought? That the angel should go down, stir up the water, some people should help me, then I need to jump, then in the water, the first one to be jumped, then I can get the healing. But the Lord healed him at once by his word. What he told him? Get up, pick up your mat and walk. Through his word, he said just only one word, and the problem of that man solved. He does not need the pool. Jesus does not need the pool. He does not need the water. He does not need the angel. He does not need the help of the people to solve your problem. Stop doubt and belief. Believe in the Lord that he can solve your problem, and at once, as he did to the paralytic man, Jesus chose the worst and the most miserable case among those crippled around the pool. He healed him so that you would have more faith in him. He can do the same for you. As you hear the message, I pray that your faith in the Lord will be raised up and Faith will work in your life and your faith. Your faith in the Lord will make you well. His grace is reaching you to help you and support you through this message, through His word to you. Jesus is solving your problem dramatically and at once. Believe in the Lord. As the Lord had helped that man and he solved his problem, He is able to solve your problem. The miracle, that miracle had happened in the day of Sabbath, and that's the important to be at rest. 6 days you work, the seventh day you give it rest to God with your family, to be in worship, to be with us in the church, to be with us in the Bible study, to be with us wherever you are with the word of God that you receive from the Lord through the church that we are sending you, through the message that you are hearing, the importance of the Sabbath, to keep it, because in the Sabbath is the grace of God and the healing of the Lord. The Pharisees, they told him, they accused him, why you are taking your mat, why you are picking up your mat, it is Sabbath, it is not allowed. But he replied, the man who made me well say to me, pick up your mat and walk. They ask him, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk? The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. The Lord, when he cured the man did not know who cured him. And that's when they asked him, he told him, the man who was healed me had told me, pick up your mat and walk. He has no idea. The man who was healed had no idea who it was. In the same way, many times, you may get help and support from the Lord, but you are not aware it came from Him. Look around you and think about your life in the past. Many times the Lord had helped you. Jesus in many occasions had helped you and delivered you from many troubles. If you think about this occasion, then the only one who was there is the Lord to help you. Now, when the Lord had cured that man, He cured him physically. Physically, he was completely healed. And that is the Lord's intervention physically in your life. You may have financial problem, sickness problem, family problem. The Lord is interfering and is solving this problem one by one in your life. But there is another work need to be done in the life of that man who was crippled and the Lord healed. And there is another work that need to be done in your life. It is not enough that man get healed dramatically by the Lord. It is not enough that your problem, financial problem, job problem, family problem, or sickness problem had been solved and healed and delivered dramatically. It is not enough. Jesus did not leave that man alone. He made him follow up. In verse 14 we read, later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. Till this moment that the Lord met him again, the man has no idea who the Lord is. The Lord met him again. Where he met him? He met him in the temple. He met him in the church. What he told him? He told him, you are well again. Stop sinning. Or something else worse may happen to you. The Lord rebuked that man harshly. He corrected him and he rebuked him. He scolded him to his face. Stop sinning. This is the true Lord that we worship. The Lord we worship, not only he solve our problem physically. Not only he heal our sicknesses. Not only he mend our wounds and heal our broken heart. But the Lord we worship, we also rebuke, correct, and clean, and sanctify, and discipline. That is Jesus that we worship. The Lord that we worship, not a cheap grace and take it for granted, but a Lord who correct, direct, rebuke, and discipline when it is needed to bring you back home to him. You know, the man, after he get that rebuke, the man went out, went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. After that rebuke, he come to know the Lord. Many of the Christians, the first encounter of them with the Lord is with a miracle. But truly they don't know the Lord yet. The true encounter with the Lord, when the Lord rebuked them, correct them, and discipline them. Then they can go outside and testify who the Lord truly is. You may hear me today. The Lord not only the Lord of help and answer prayers. The Lord also is rebuking you today for sin in your life. The Lord is telling you stop sinning or something worse will come into your life. You may get blessing, you may get healed, you may get promoted, but don't abuse the grace of God. Stop sinning. Some people, they don't like to be rebuked. They don't like to come to the church because the church is correcting them. The church is rebuking them. But hear the word of God. Stop sinning or something worse will happen to you. The church that does not discipline or correct or rebuke is not a church. The church is the wife of Jesus. The church is the house of God, and in the house of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the same Lord who healed, the same Lord who helped, the same Lord who deliver, the same Lord who provide is the Lord who rebuke, correct, and discipline. And without discipline, you will not know the real Lord who he is. That man, after he was rebuked and corrected, he went out and testify who the Lord is. He became an evangelist, and those who preach the word of God without discipline, truly they don't know who really the Lord is. And today, as you receive his word and get rebuke from God and get healed and delivered and corrected, God wants you to go forward to give the people the right message. God wants you to tell others about him. Not only that he heal, not only that he deliver, but it was Jesus who made you well. We will not only heal you physically or provide for you, but he is the one who sanctify you, who cleans you, and who deliver you from sin and death. Rejoice today as you hear the message. God not only had helped you and had delivered you, but as he sanctify you, he is preparing you and he is sending you forward and commissioning you to go forward and to preach the gospel to the people and tell them what he had done to you, how he entered your life, how he provides for you, how he delivers you, and how he cleans you and sanctifies you. Let's come to the Lord. Kneel down and commit your ways to God. Tell him, Lord, I thank you for everything you have done in my life. I commit my life and my ways into you, Lord. Thank you for solving my problem, our family problem, my job problem. Thank you for healing me from sicknesses. Thank you also, Lord, for rebuking me, correcting me, and disciplining me for my sin. Lord, I repent fully and I commit my ways unto you to go forward and to preach the gospel to those around me, telling them all what you have done in my life. Lord, equip me. I am willing to serve you. Watch over my life. I thank you and I praise you. And Lord, I committed myself to tell the people it was Jesus who had made me well. Oh God, I pray for everyone, every brother and sister who commit his life unto you, and I pray this prayer. Uphold them with your grace and lift them up and provide for them and equip them to go on forward to serve you and to live their life unto you. Lord, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and spread it, and let it reach those, O God, who are waiting to hear your word. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.